Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel me?
Yeah, I definitely can hear you. Well,
what's up, Radio Land, Internet Radio Land, everybody?
What's up? Well, everybody know tonight is about the ladies. We about to take over. We're going to take over tonight, and we're talking about the 10 sexual fantasies that every woman does not admit to, but they want it to
Y'all
have.
Always try to take over.
No, come on. You already know how I go down there. But before we start on that, you know, we all have to talk a little bit about what's going on with some current affairs. So what we got going on is basically Chick-fil-A giving out free sandwiches today, for what I can see.
Yeah.
I know my little brother. went.
He wore a mask.
Everybody
thought that was me.
I know everybody made one too. So I ended up going to churches and getting that $1.59 million. Yeah, I had to go to because the Chick-fil-A line was too long, man. It was too long.
It was nasty. To be honest, I'm probably one of the only black people that doesn't like Chick-fil-A, period.
You know,
I get a lot of people get mad. I don't like the Chick-fil-A chicken is dry. Did you see the sandwich in that picture? It ain't got nothing on it.
No, we just got a pig and some.
Man, I can get a 99-cent chicken sandwich from McDonald's. Probably hit harder than that. Even though, you know, Chick-fil-A chicken real. Now, they chicken nugget good, and then they got this Polynesian sauce that women are crazy about. If I can find the ingredients to that, you know.
No, that one of your five. You think that what a woman want? Polynesian sauce?
Yeah, I'm lying. You know that with me out there getting that free chicken sandwich.
What I'm asking you is, you said that a woman want like that Polynesian. Is that for that one of your five fantasies that you think a woman fantasizes about Polynesian sauce? Because he'll show.
You might as well
keep them five to yourself.
What you mean? My top fives are validated. I don't even know what you're talking about. My top five sexual fantasies that women won't say they want are validated. Because I'm 38 years old, and I know how a woman thinks because I've listened and I've learned. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to rip off my top five sexual fantasies.
You know what? This is how we gonna do it. I'm gonna read a couple of mine. Then
but,
I'll let you throw
but, what's, but my thing is, why would you intervene with mine? Because you feel like you're gonna feel hit when I say mine. Then you're gonna be like, well, I'm gonna be like, dog, well, you hit me with one of mine. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know exactly what I'm gonna say in my top five. They already read it from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, of course, I got my article, from Ask Men.
Right.
And I do see some couple people out there that want to get in on the topic tonight. I will buzz you in. Just give me just a moment and let Mel and I kind of go over a couple of them. And then I'll chime you guys in so we can go ahead and hear what you guys think about it. Okay, but my topic, like I said, comes from Ask Men. If you think women don't sit around fantasizing about very naughty things, then think again. Women are experts when it comes to dreaming up.
I think, you know what? You got a little life in your voice now. You know what I'm saying? Something going on with you. You got a little life in your voice. I feel a little positive energy and all that. Something going on with you, but we ain't going to worry about it. We're going to let you continue to be great.
Yeah, I'm sounding a little bit different, huh?
You got a little pep in your step. You got a little get up and
I
go.
I got a little pep in step. Yeah, I wonder what's going on with that. We'll talk a little bit about some stuff throughout the show. And again, like I said, that women are experts. We are experts, you know, when it comes to dreaming and having sexual fantasies. And there's no limit to things that we'll do. The top 10 female sex fantasies cover every fetish, up to threesome. You know, we cover threesomes here. Women want to do more than just fantasize. Some women spend just as much time hoping their men will help out their female sex fantasies into practice. You know, because you do have a lot of men that's out there, sorry, that just, you know, want you to do all the work. And that, I don't like the sorry man missionary style man. I don't like that. I definitely don't like that. I mean, you're
like missionary.
I don't
know what missionary is. It's been a long time since I've had missionary.
Here we go.
So I don't know.
Here we go. Well, the top. We're gonna start off with number 10. Which is the top 10. So it goes 10. This article goes 10 down. Okay? Women like to be dominating. They like to dominate their men. Women love a strong man that can take charge. But we know we also like to take charge too. But when you dominate a big, strong man, that's it. I'm assuming when they mean strong, a big strong man, maybe kind of like those stripper dudes, you know, some big dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't. I'm not really a fan of the big buff dudes. I like tall, slimmer guys. I really don't like, buff.
What you mean? I used to be tall and slender. I'm really fine. I'm really fine. I did walk up that hill then. Jesus. Shut up. Woo.
Took
all the wind out of me. Somebody just brought me some crab legs and some. I ordered it. Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm finna get fine in like, probably like the end of the month. I'm finna start working out. I gotta get back focused.
Right.
And I'm gonna be fine.
I said I'm gonna start doing that too. It's time for me to get
that
right.
Yeah. I'm gonna start looking at, you know, taking care of myself. I gotta be around for somebody.
Maybe we should do a challenge maybe one day between me and you to see.
No, I ain't challenging you for nothing. Your challenge might be like no meat or no nothing for a certain amount of days. And I need my food. I'm gonna figure it out to where I can manage it myself and automatically, you know, get myself together in my own way with a personal trainer. I got a personal trainer.
Well, here we go. I do, too. I think I got me one, too. Let's see what he's
saying. You ain't got no personal.
I do.
You got a workout partner. You don't have a personal. Okay. Personal training and workout partner is different.
How you going to sit here and tell me about what I got going on? You know, really? I do have a personal trainer. But again, like that number 10, I don't need a big buff dude. I don't need that. I don't want a big buff dude that I can dominate in the bed. I mean, I don't need anybody. I'm not really into that gym goon. You know, I try to stay far away from them. You know, they wear the dumb tight shirt.
Yeah, the tight shirt and the do-rag.
Right.
Nigga be having a do-rag on. Nigga have a do-rag on all day. He have a fitted cap on top of the do-rag.
No, they had
you ever seen this type of nigga?
What?
You ever seen a nigga have on the girl tank top?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And then you can see they nipples. I don't like them. I don't really like them. I really don't. I don't like that dude when you can see his nipple. And then he have on the shirt with the mock neck, you know, with like a short sleeve shirt and look like it's
It absorbs the sweat when you run it. It absorbs the sweat. I don't even want to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got that type of nigga that always. You ever seen the nigga that go out with his family, and he always in workout mode?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might go to a restaurant. His wife might be looking real nice. His kids might be looking real nice. And he got on the mock neck you talking about.
They have on dress pants
with the tight dress shoes.
And I'm like, but where you going? I'd be ashamed to go out with him. I ain't going. I'd be like, you know what? I change. I'm good. I'm gonna tell you something. I love that man in that bow tie though. I like that bow tie.
The what?
I love a dude.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of diverse. I can thug it one day, and I can switch it one day, and I can just do whatever, because I've been versatile all my life. So, you know, I've always been in the category of being the freshest, you know, not to even, like, toot my own horn. But, you know, that's validated, so I ain't got to worry about that. That's down. You know, I ain't worried about that. I don't even need... What they call that? I don't even need a notary public on that. Everybody know I stay fresh. I ain't worrying about that.
Yeah,
and there ain't no flex. I'm blessed.
Yeah, I do honestly like I like the man with the pastel color pants, you know, the polo pants and stuff like that. I'm really into
right.
that, you know, but I'm that
got,
woman
yeah.
that what I like my dude in, I'm a buy it for him. I need it. That's what I want you to. I like whatever I like you in, I go ahead and purchase it for you.
That was so, man. That really was.
Yeah,
we need more. We need more genuine women that do things with that without a motive. You know what I'm saying? Like, you meet
right.
women these days. You meet women these days. They always have their hand out. Or,
yeah.
you know, they always want something or whatever. But, you know, even if they're not capable of doing it for you, they will let you know
right.
that they will be able to do it for you at a certain time. You know, them kind of type of women I like, you know, somebody that's motivated. You know what I'm saying? I'm always looking and trying to let people have their way without me having to just be like, hey, I'm going to go do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. I can't do it all the time. But, you know, I like
yeah.
somebody that's, you know, they can be in school or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They can be doing something for themselves. And sometimes, you know, patience is the virtue right now for me.
And that's the best way for it to be, too. When you're not
right.
expecting something, you know, to happen.
Exactly. I never expect
right.
nothing. And then, you know, they never expect nothing either. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the way it go.
Yeah. Let me go to another one, which is a woman. We talked about being dominating, and in some women, I'm not that woman. We got somebody that wanted to just want us to go ahead and talk about these things.
Nah, you need to let me do my top five, because I got a feeling you really finna say what I'm gonna say. Out of your, I want to be that cool. I want to be that guy.
Well, you be that guy then. Okay, go ahead. What's number one?
You don't want me to be that guy. Cause I believe you don't want me to be that guy because you believe you know I know. And I ruin your whole top 10.
Well, go ahead, man.
I think that's what it is.
Go ahead, and then we got a caller too. We're gonna take you too. Give me 1 minute, baby. Let me hear two of what Mel's talking about, cause I don't think he's talking about.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Top five.
Mel's facts. Top five sexual fantasies women won't admit. Number five. Sexual fantasy a woman won't admit is having a train ran on her, meaning she wants to have sex with two men at the same time. She won't admit it. You won't admit it. Right now, you want to say, nah, that ain't mine. Lies. I'm correct on that.
I don't want nothing but one man dealing with me. I can barely take one. I don't need all that. That's definitely not one of my fantasies. But I mean, you know, but you the expert.
That's one of your fantasies that you would keep hid. We ain't gonna worry about it.
Let me tell you guys something right quick. Hold that thought. This is a sex and relationship show, and I do understand that you guys want us to go ahead and read our top 10. But like again, this show is basically sex and relationships, and we have no filter on this show. We say whatever, and that's just what the show is about. And that's how.
Man, you ain't got to explain it. You ain't got to explain any of them. If they want to tell us how they feel about the show, they can call in, press one, and we'll let them on the show, and then they can chew us out. They can cuss us out. They want to argue with us. It's radio. It ain't going to make me no different because I know how to talk, too. Number four. Sexual fantasy woman won't admit. It's cougaring a young man like she knows how to do everything to teach him. She wants to get a young guy. If she's older than him, she wants to show him that she can teach him. That's a fantasy of hers. She wants to be in control. You just said that not too long ago about being in control.
I did. Okay.
You see, this is where I'm coming from.
I elaborate on that one. I will say that. Now, when you're cougar age, I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, like a Stella. Yeah, I probably would want to do like a 21-year-old. You're right. I agree. I do agree.
It's a lot more women that will agree. I'm trying to tell you, Nikki, you know how many times we don't have our life coach on here. Shout out to Carolyn. That's like my imaginary boo. She's so cool. I know she's probably listening, chuckling and laughing right now at me because I'm doing so well on the show.
I'm gonna do my third one.
I'm gonna save my last two after you threw it all yours, because I know your last two ain't nothing compared to. Well, you know it might
your
be,
last.
But my number two and my number one is really detrimental to your whole list because it might ruin it. But I'm gonna hit you with my number three. Sexual fantasy a woman won't admit. She wants to be a stripper in the VIP for sex.
That's just stupid. I ain't never want to be no stripper for no club.
You ain't never wanted to be no stripper in your mind. Even if it was your man, let's say you created the scenario.
You just told me last week that was lame.
What? Role playing?
You said about role playing now, but you said it. Right. Because I said I put on lingerie and do a dance video. You said nobody want to do that.
Nobody don't want to do that. Nah, you talking about the wrong thing. I'm talking about. A stripper. You be a stripper. Like in a stripper strip club. Like, do what you finna do. You want it. You want to be. You want to do the stripper kicks. You want to do the little stripper kick things. Then you want to get on the pole. Then you know you want a guy to walk up to you, and then you want a guy to walk up to you and be like, "Hey, I got $1,000. You come in the VIP with me." You want to do that. That's a sexual fantasy of a woman. She wants to do that. That's why they always hating on strippers. I'm proud of strippers. You know what I'm saying? I like strippers. These are strippers right now. They paying their tuition through school. I'm proud of strippers because, you know, they using what they got to get what they want. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of people. Now, if the world was to end right now at the point where you couldn't generate no kind of money or no kind of funds and all the jobs shut down, what would you do to survive if you don't put yourself into it?
I do what I have to do to feed my family. Yeah.
I will do what I have to do to feed my family. But will I do that? Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something really, really brief.
But you know, I took that pole dancing class last year, and they do have it, and I think I might do that for, you know, my special someone. I think I might, you know, that you can like lease one of the rooms for like an hour or whatever, and you can do that strip tease for them and do that pole. I think I might, you know, do my SOS like that. They do that for their birthday or something like that. I think I would do that because it is something that I would really like to do. So I agree with that, but I would only want to do it for him. I wouldn't want to do it for anybody else.
But let's say the world just got into a financial debt, which is coming. Y'all ain't keeping y'all eyes open. Like, the world is in debt right now because they, you know, it ain't nothing they can do about it. Right now, it's going to be like a civil war. It's going to be all kind of stuff going on with these banks and all this stuff. It's going to be crazy. And you got to be ready. How will you survive if...
Well, hell, if
it's
going to be in debt, then, hell, I'm
going to
be stripping for quarters.
Am I going to
have no money?
No, you ain't going to be stripping for quarters. You know, it's still money around him. Okay. El Chapo escaped from jail. You know who that is, don't you?
Who?
El Chapo. He's a Mexican. He was over a drug cartel that the United States was very afraid of. He escaped in a tunnel that was built for him with motorcycles to get him through the tunnel faster. He escaped from prison, basically a maximum security prison, where he was like he almost like the modern day Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
And he escaped. Okay. They giving you, if you catch him right now, you'll get like $16 million if you can catch him.
Wait, he
in Mexico. I'm going to Mexico in October. If I see him out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to jump out of the boat and grab him around the neck. You know what I'm saying? We going up. I need him 16, B. But real talk, you know, it can be to a state where you have to make do with what you got. Can you survive? Can you survive without food or restaurant? You got to live off the land, basically. Live off the land. You ain't work. You got the clothes you got. You ain't got clean water.
Y'all can't survive.
All y'all will be in one little house and y'all will be in that organ over the last piece of soap. Nigga like me, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck how stinking I be. if it got that bad, I wouldn't care about it. As far as like hygiene goes, because I ain't trying to have sex no more. I ain't trying to do none of that no more. Hey, you can't go to the dentist no more. I'ma just be just like dirty. I'm a caveman. And I'm gonna be the one living when y'all sitting around trying to be pretty and cute. I'ma still be living because I know how to catch birds and I know how to catch fish. And you know, I eat a dog.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You probably already don't eat a dog. How do you try to restaurant you go to? You ate a dog thigh. let me get that General Zoe's chicken.
Pow 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 pow.
Yo, they said the back.
Okay.
to just send that General Zoe's out to your ass. Sweet and sour on that bitch. You don't even know that ain't nothing but goddamn chihuahua thigh.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go through my number. Yeah, we already talked about a woman want to be dominated. So we're going to go through number 9. And come on iPad. Let's move to number 9. We done got so caught up.
Ain't nothing wrong with being, you see, that what happened. See, when the world ends, you going to end. You can't even pull up what you're trying to do. I got mine right here on paper.
Oh, you know what?
I wrote it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Mia? The next one is role-playing, okay? Yeah, you did say role-playing. Role-playing, yeah, excellent. Role-playing. Yeah, you know, you'll be thrilled to role-play with your mate. And I like it. I can agree with that. So
role-played a lot.
Number 9, role-playing, huh?
I role played a lot, like back in the day.
So you've already.
I was in a relationship. I was in a relationship for like 9 years, so I had to keep it spiced up. So, you know, we did a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I went through it the whole role playing. It wasn't nothing like I just step out of the room and knock on the door and be like the light man. Nah, I went out there and took the meat off. You know what I'm saying? I took the meat off. High speed pitch black dog. And I come knock on the door. I leave out the house and come back after I don't cut the lights off. And I come knock back on the door and act like I'm the real light man. That'll give you that extra oomph. That kind of feeling. Because, you know, your mood can really determine the whole situation. So if she knows that's gonna happen. She don't know it's gonna happen. Let's say we in there chilling. We in the living room chilling, watching TV. I'll be right back, babe. I'm finna go use the restroom right quick. I gotta shit. Cause she gonna think I'm gonna be gone a minute if I gotta shit. Sneak out the back though, go around to the back. Next thing you know, the whole house go dog. I got the meter. Right now she don't know what to do. She in the house panicking. I knock on the door. Her adrenaline out. Her adrenaline is pumping so hard. You know, that has a lot to do with sex. Like, if your adrenaline, your blood pumping and everything flowing in different directions, when she opened that door and see me standing there with that meter in my hand and tell her that, look, your light's been cut off and you got two choices. I need my money now. Is there any kind of way you can pay me for it? And I put your light back on. Her adrenaline is going to go down. It's going to go down a little bit, but it's going to be so much excitement in her that it's going to have her bodily fluid is going to be in transition. A lot of niggas don't know that. That's why you ever met somebody and then you know a dude that don't probably had sex with the same girl you don't had sex with, and then they tell you, nah, it really wasn't that good. That's because she might didn't like him like that.
Right, and that does make a difference. Okay, well, let's go to our next one, and the next one is something I fantasize about too. So I totally agree with this one as well. Sex with a stranger. I have never done anything. Well, I take that back now. Spontaneous. You know, I would love to do something spontaneous. You know, and yeah, I think I really like that. I mean, you know, just kind of step outside.
You never did that spontaneous?
You never did that spontaneous?
No, you know, no, yeah. I haven't.
You almost said recently. Did you just almost say recently? Okay, all right.
Stranger. Wait a minute.
See, look, you tapping all the way into my top 10 now.
Well, I got to go to what the females like, baby. That's what we like. Now, and I agree with it because I've never done anything just out of the box like that, which I'm rich at my age now. I probably would never do it.
But the thing is, what we're talking about right now,
That's why I was like, look, let me get my sexual fantasies off of my top five. Because basically, when I repeat what you finish, it ain't going to be repeated. It's going to be worded differently. But I know for a fact that I've had research because over the years of myself being
right.
the person that I am, and I've grown to accept the fact of being a master sexologist and a patient waiter. You were about to say something the same way you did with, like, complete stranger. Boom.
That's what it is. Being smart. Yeah, right. Being doing something kinky with some, you know, just having that one night stand. It doesn't matter. You don't know who he was. You know, and it just happened. But it was good though. You know, and it was, you know, and it gives you that adrenaline rush. I totally agree with that. I do. That is a fantasy of mine that I don't think I would ever live. But it is a fantasy though, and I agree with that. Now these are a lot better than the ones that for the men, because me being a woman, of course, and hearing this, and like this kind of getting me kind of hot already. Yeah, because it's true.
My thing is with that is I know more about a woman's fantasy than I do about a man's fantasy, because I'm here to please a woman. And you pretty much just said my number one sexual fantasy a woman is scared to admit that mm-hmm. she won't go amongst her homegirls and be like, man, I just want to just go to the club, just get me a nigga at the bar and just go fuck that nigga to death.
I'm gonna do all that shit.
She ain't gonna admit that.
I'm that woman wouldn't admit it. Say one of my friends be like, Nick, you know, shoot, I wanna go to, and I'd be like, girl, for real, you wanna do that? Back of my mind, I'm like, shoot, that hot, but
exactly.
That's true. Which leads to my next one, threesome with another woman. Now, I always say, everybody that listens to me on the show know Nikki D and what I say. I don't like to share. But it's always in the back of your mind, how would it be to be with your dude and another woman? That's just in my mind. Would I do it? No, because I don't want any attention taken away from me. But do you think about those things? Of course you do. Of course you do. And that's suppressed.
When you think about stuff and it's on your mind, those are suppressed thoughts that can come reality. Like
Go ahead.
Dreams are like suppressed reality. So if you keep dreaming it all the time, more than likely it's gonna happen. Therefore, when you think about a lot of stuff like with me, I think positive a lot. So once I wake up in the morning, oh, it's gonna be a great day. It's gonna be positive. I'm gonna love this day. It's gonna be awesome. More than likely, my day is gonna be that. Now, if you wake up like, boy, I sure don't feel like going to work, but I don't even want to even be in it, bit, boy. I'm ready to leave that bit. All day you're gonna be feeling like you ready to leave that bit. You go to work with a positive attitude. Or, you know, when I leave out the door, if I decide to go down here to Bar 41 when I leave here for $2 Tuesday, I'm going to go down there with a positive attitude. I'm going to go down and have some drinks with some cool people, and we finna laugh, we finna trip out.
I mean, when I tell you, don't we have a ball? Well, again, threesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next one.
Yeah.
I got a story. Go ahead, share.
I was dating a girl. I don't even know if it was dating. Have you ever had a text message relationship where you don't do nothing but text?
Well, I had a friend that just liked to text a lot. I didn't really like that though.
Yeah.
It wasn't a turn off.
But listen, a text relationship is where both of y'all really got some shit going on, and you constantly texting, but you never talk. Like,
I'm gonna tell you, I might have talked to this girl like maybe a whole year, texting, but we called ourselves going together, and I might have talked to her on the phone like twice, and you
right.
know, and that's a texting relationship. That's why social media do you. That's how relationships fail, because you know you just don't talk enough, and you don't speak enough, and you don't talk at all. And I was in
right.
that type of relationship. You got that's, it's a text relationship. I had a text relationship with her or whatever, and you know, we had sex a couple of times or whatever. Then she was like, she texted me something like she wanted to have sex with another female. And I was like, oh, I got some homegirls. They cool. You know what I'm saying? They like, you know, hey, they with it. You know, so I hit one arm up. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, who she is or whatever. They're like, yada, yada, yada. It was just all bad. You know what I'm saying? Because I showed them a picture of her, and they was like, oh, hell yeah. Then in my mind, I was like, they might be better than me. You know what I'm saying? They might steal what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? So it fell through at the end of the day. But I believe that kind of relationship, you probably could pull that off if you have a real solid relationship with somebody, and you can pull
okay.
off that fantasy right now. You can actually pull off that threesome fantasy with somebody that
yeah,
you
but,
solid
but
with
that's, but that, but
for
that's,
that
that's
one time.
Our,
but you got you
I
gotta be some out
want.
Of time. You gotta be out of time. You gotta be out of time.
Yeah, that's something I don't want to do. I don't want to do that. I don't want to share. Sorry. Which leads to what? I don't want to share.
Another one.
Watching somebody else have sex. Pornography. Watching porn. With your mate. That's just something you just do. I mean, you do have some uptight men or women, because it might be some women might be like that. I'm not that woman, so that's not a fantasy that I know that I can't do, you know, is watch porn. I'm sitting there and watch porn with him and little reenact this stuff, you know. So that one is kind of, you know, I don't know, that's a little redundant for me. I don't. You know, that's not a fantasy. That's something that can be done, you know. And basically the article states orgy, you know, having an orgy, watching orgy going on. I mean, I could just put on a porn.
Yeah,
that
ain't no fantasy.
Yeah, that's not really a fantasy. That's really, you know, that's not a fantasy. You know, and speaking forced fantasies, that's another one. Forced fantasies.
Forced?
Yes. No, we're
What's
not talking about
fantasy?
Star Wars. This is what the article says. As mentioned in our common female fantasy article, forced fantasies are quite popular among women. Most psychologists believe this fantasy allows a woman to have the wild, dirty sex she craves without having to suffer the guilt that might follow. These female sex fantasies usually involve a gorgeous man carrying her off to his bedroom and quickly getting down to business. She'll protest as he tears her clothes off, and then she gets very aroused. But on the inside, she's actually in love with, you know, she's in love. I guess this woman is married or whatever. But she loves every minute of it. Be careful under these circumstances. You know, I guess if you're involved, basically. I mean. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't mind if Morris Chestnut take me off into the sunset and do me in, you know.
Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, yeah, your sexual fantasy career, because I think he hot, you know. I like Morris.
Okay.
I like Morris.
You like Morris Chestnut?
I mean, I think Morris Chestnut.
You ever seen my brother? He look just like Morris Chestnut.
Oh, talking about chicken. Who the hell you talking about chicken?
Chicken man, he about 100 more pounds on. He looks just like Morris Chestnut, though.
Who? Chicken? Last time I saw Chicken, y'all look like he tall, slender, what is Chicken?
Yeah. I ain't fooling with you, man. I ain't fooling with you.
Go on, chicken.
I ain't fooling with you.
Give my phone over there.
I ain't fooling with you.
That guy doing chicken. Yeah, give, hey, look, give my phone. Man, you, I can't do you.
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
I mean, you know, look, guys, if you would like to chime in with us, go ahead and press 1. If you're a female, you want to talk about some sexual fantasies that you have that you're ashamed to admit, we'll be more than happy to talk to you and listen to you, what you got
and
to
we'll
say.
And we'll keep you muted. We won't tell nobody who you are.
Well, you know, we definitely won't tell anybody who you are because you already see we wide open right now. And we're glad to see that we have a lot of callers tonight. We're really, really glad to see. And I do see we have a lot of people that listen to us on the Internet. And we thank you guys for that as well. You guys that are listening to us on the Internet, I do have the chat line. So if you hit chat, I will be able to hear you. I will be able to read what you need to ask us, and I can respond. But I will not respond via typing. I will talk. Mel and I, we will talk to you guys because it's a little too much for me to type and talk. So let's go. We'll go ahead and answer you by talking to you. I will not be typing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
Wow, life,
trying to change 20 years, chicken and did it fine, okay. Okay, and which leads to our next one. It's something that you stated, Mel, you know, again, about they worded it like private dancer, but we just talked about strippers. So, you know, that is
see,
something
look at
that,
me.
You were right now. I was out of your 5, we running neck and neck, so I will agree with you, private dancer, and that's what they're calling it. Most women wouldn't have the nerve to strip in public, in a public setting, but this fantasy definitely involves taking it all off. She loves the idea of fantasizing that she would do a striptease, and she'd love to give a man a private lap dance. Basically what I said and what you said, how I say I felt about it when you mentioned it. So, yes, that is one of the top 10 fantasies of that a woman will not admit is doing a striptease.
See?
For men. I must say, you were correct. You are correct.
I wish we had, like, the applause button. They'd be like, blah, 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 be clapping. We need that.
There might be something we need because, you know what, Mel? I mean, I done ran down them, and pretty much, you know, you got the top, you got your top, because role playing is what we said.
Yeah.
Basically, you stated
role playing.
But
the number one was the meaning of complete stranger. That was my number one. You called my number one out earlier, but you know my number
really?
Two. Dude, I think you already spoke on my number two. But, you know, you didn't get in-depth into it.
Right. Well, you know, sexual fantasies. So I guess, you know, a man does know what a woman, I guess we can say a man does know what a woman wants, guys.
Some men, not all men. I'm the man.
You said not all men.
Oh yeah, not all men, because I'm the man. I ain't no man. I'm the man.
Okay. I guess you are. And then look, I ain't going to complain. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to let you go ahead and have it. But I will say this, me being a female, I can agree with every one of them has crossed my mind. So I guess we all think alike, you know. Some women, I guess we all think alike. Now, there may be some out here that you know, do not agree with every one of them. But I guess I can say pretty much all of the, you know, all of them, I can pretty much say, I can honestly think they have crossed my mind. They all have actually crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something that really real. And some women, they get offended by it. Some men may get offended by it. But mentally, all women think the same because they're we all created from one.
Okay.
You can sit there and insinuate that you don't think like other women or whatever, but you can get the same game ran on you. That's what pimps came about. A pimp can run the same game on a simple-minded female and make her turn tricks and do whatever he want her to do. That's because her IQ ain't that high. That's because her IQ ain't that high. He caught her when they were young or whatever. You know, however, you know, but you got women these days, they take different routes because you have television. It's a lot more technology than it was back in the day. See, but the women
And what I was going to say is, you know, kind of piggybacking a little bit on what you said, I have another article as well, which is not long, and it also comes from Men's Fitness magazine. And this is coming from a male's perspective, kind of like, of course, what you're doing tonight, kind of giving us some input on, you know, the sides of it from a man. But and these are 15. And they're quick, you know, and we're going to talk on them as I go through them because we do have 13 minutes left. And I see everybody is pretty much listening. I've gotten two emails just stating that, you know, pretty much like what we said is correct, you know, that we all have thought about exactly what we both stated tonight. Every woman has thought about that. You know, so the first one from Men's Fitness is give a lift. And basically, and this
a
is
lift?
This is lift, you lift. You know, like women like to be, you know, groped and picked up and having sex standing up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they just said, give a lift. Yeah, that's what that
they like
means.
That? Women, yeah. that's a fantasy?
Well, it's a man just stating what he's experienced, what he's noticed that a woman wants, and that it's more not,
right.
It's not like a fantasy of a woman, but it's just something that
it's more what she wants.
Yeah, more what she wants. And number two,
yeah, women,
it's rough it up.
See, women give that away. Women give that away like all the time over social media. Some of them, you know, they post little memes or the pictures of, like, they might be, like, mood. Some of them post little stuff like that. And then, you know, a lot of them, they be always talking about booty rubs. That's what, you know, then once you see that enough, if you see 8, 9, 10 different women saying this, more than likely your chances are good if you attempt to do these things with a new female. Now, I ain't saying they're going to work every time now, because it's probably 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. I would say 8 out of 10. Two of them ain't going to be, you ain't going to tell my booty. You ain't going to give me no booty roll. That's because she probably don't even really know what's going on. Or she's too young for you, bro. But if you get you ready to you a grown lady, whatever, she gonna love if you rub her booty, cause she'll go to sleep. It's just like it's like petting a little puppy. You know what I'm saying? Like she want her booty rubbed. She want her booty rubbed. You know, fix her something to eat. And if it's her favorite meal, give her something to eat. Give her a booty rub when you get through feeding her. It ain't even gotta be all about sex. The booty rub is the best.
Yes,
I'm a booty rub genius. I'm the booty rub genius.
The next one is, of course, like rough it up. Rough said, we talked about that. A woman likes to be held hostage. Yeah, a woman likes to be held hostage.
Is that a what? What is that?
Like a dominatrix. Because the picture shows her being dominatrix style, basically. So they're all the same fantasies, and hold her hostage. And the picture shows. I mean, you guys, if you all want, because I thank you guys so much because I do read some of your inbox. If you guys actually do go back and read my articles, so that's excellent. That's excellent. I like that. So if you want to look and see these pictures, you definitely need to go to Men's Fitness.
This
is where this particular article comes from.
But you
and they do have pictures. They do have pictures, and they're in color. What?
My number two sexual fantasy, a woman won't admit, is she wants to be dominated. She wants to experience pain.
Right.
But she wants to experience safe pain. She wants to experience safe pain, so you have to have, like, safe words. I don't know, that Fifty Shades of Grey movie.
Right.
I had this one girl. I got another story. My bad.
No, I had this one story. Look, this is our show. We can tell whatever we want.
Right.
I may have one.
Yeah, you ain't gonna never have no story.
Go ahead. On the next one, I do. Well, I want to happen. Go ahead.
Yeah. I had this one young lady. She liked pain, and she wouldn't have it no other way. She would be, you know, if I came over or whatever, like when time I come to the door, she would be like, you know, she didn't want me to greet her with hey. She'd be like, you know, if I came in and said hey, how you doing? She would like get mad and be like, you gotta leave. You ain't no man. So I start going over there, like, the time I walk through the door, I'm like, look at her, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I slap shit out of her. Pah! She liked that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and this ain't no bullshit. So she liked this shit. But, you know, after, you know, like, when we had sex or anything like that, she had, like, safe words. Her safe word was, like, chicken nugget. That was her safe word for me to, like, stop. It hurt. So.
Wow.
Yeah, women had, like, you know, they had, like, safe words. You have to be, like, you know, she would holler, you know, I could be doing something to her. She'd be like, chicken nugget.
And you so stupid.
I have to stop.
And it'll stop. Okay. Well,
I have to stop.
Lead to the next one. Turn on the romance. A lot of women like rose petals in the bed. He experienced that. The lady that he was with, she wanted, when they had sex, I mean, now not every time when you have sex, it does not have to be with pure romance. I would love, you know, it's okay to be a little rough with it, a little wild with it. You don't have to always have, you know, you don't have to the rose petals and stuff like that.
Nigga, you know you want to be dominated, nigga. You want to be dominated with the safe word.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to say the safe word, but it seems like, don't nobody, they be knowing that safe word. Look, don't get me to talking. They ignore the safe word, you know. They ignore that. I know about the safe
word.
That
means it'd be too good to them. It'd be too good to them, but they ignore the safe word. That when you got to take control.
But that's the thing, though. That's the thing that makes me mad with men. You know, why would you hurt? You know, we're telling you to hurt, you know, so what? Why you keep going? Slow it down.
Well, I mean, he might not even be doing that. He might be pulling your ears or something. You might like your ears stretched out. He might need to sit on your back and pull your ear. Till you say chicken nugget.
Undress her slowly. That's number five. A woman wants a man to undress her slowly. I mean, that leads back to number four. Like, when you're doing something romantic, now number six, go public with it. Now, I ain't gonna lie.
Now, that's me. That's me.
What me?
All the way. I love public affection.
Public, huh?
I don't care. Any time, any place. I don't care. I don't care who's around. Janet Jackson.
Really?
I don't care. Interstate, broke down. Right now, it's too hot to have sex. Be honest. In the daytime, I don't want to have sex. You ain't got to worry about me. Niggas. Listen, niggas. If you got an old lady and you go to work, and she don't work, and she be at home, and she called me and want me to come over there, she ain't got to worry about me coming over there. It is too hot for me to come over there. More than likely, she got to send little John John on my side to play. I just don't want it too hot to have sex in the daytime. Right now, it's summertime.
Okay, but going public,
you
don't... But going public,
yeah, public is different. Like, it can be nighttime. It's the core now. If we in the car and the AC blowing real hard, I try something spontaneous.
Okay.
So, you know, that's me.
Right.
But
yeah, you
I ain't finna just sit there and I ain't finna.
Go ahead.
Nah, that ain't gonna be my motive. My motive,
oh,
like, my motive, like, I it's so hot outside. Sex is not on my mind.
Right, right.
I'm trying to get paid.
Oh, right, which leads to number 7 is playing officer role playing. Of course, you know we talked about that. So pretty much they're all pretty much the same. Number 7 is role playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number 8, spoil her rotten. Make it all about me for once, you know, massages, kissing, you know. And that's, again, leads back to being more romantic. Yes, sometimes that is nice, and that's good to be romantic. But then, you know, again, you want it rough sometimes. And, okay, number 9, again, arrange a threesome. So I guess, they're all pretty much the same, you know. I think the ones that we did last week for the men was just a tad bit corny, but these for the women are not.
Yeah,
they're pretty much. They were pretty much the same.
They own the one.
Right. So yeah, these are pretty good. You know. So I like these. I actually like these. They are. Clean her like a plate. Oral sex, basically. That's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Licking, doing the do. That's a good one. That is also another good one. That wasn't in one of the other ones, but hey, yeah, tease and tickle, you know, that's playing around, cooch, blah, blah, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
that's
I ain't about to tickle me. I ain't got
tickle me. I can be tickled.
Don't tickle
okay.
me. I don't like tickling. I'd die if you tickle me.
Kissing. Keep on kissing. A lot of women like to kiss. I am a kisser. I wouldn't mind him kissing on me throughout the whole time, and
no,
then I know a lot of people say, okay, you don't like the kids, right?
I kiss you, but don't like try to jam your tongue in my throat.
Yeah.
I like that.
And here's another one, ravage her. You know, pretty much that's the
that's
same.
That's the whole move. I don't like trying.
But you know what? What they talking about, like the ravage her is basically, you know, just doing it in the house, like in the kitchen while she cooking, that kind of stuff. That's cool too. That's cool. I can get with that. You know,
I'll walk
and
up behind you in the kitchen.
Yeah, and give more oral. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know. I think, have you ever had sex with, and you stop in between and you do her again and she do you? You know, give more oral and it's like.
Who ain't did that? You're supposed to do that.
No. I get that, but I'm saying while you doing, you know, in between, you know, y'all stop, go back to oral, go do it again.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically what it is. Give her more oral, you know, a woman like that. You know, okay, yeah. I mean,
boo-boo.
Huh?
I want that too. I want you to come up off of it and then give me some more head. I ain't trying to fight you.
And you know what? I ain't complaining, right? We ain't complaining about it, right? You know.
I know five now.
You know what? I mean, honestly, and these are all of the sexual fantasies that every woman wants that they will not admit to,
and I was correct.
And man, you know what? And when I do the final post, I will say it on. I will put it out there in social media. Mel was correct. I mean, I will give it to you because everyone out of both articles, I went through both articles tonight, along with us discussing some of our personal experiences. You know, we definitely had an awesome show, of course, as always. Mel and I can just take it on for you. We can just take this whole hour away, and it goes so fast. It goes so fast. It goes extremely fast.
I swear, next week we're going to let somebody else come in.
Next week, I saw the questions, but they didn't do a lot of asking. You guys came to my inbox. You guys were more in the inbox than doing the chat, which is cool. It's all right. We will respond. But next week is all about the listeners. We enjoy everybody. The show was phenomenal as always. And I got to give it to Mel. I'm not a hater. I give credit where credit is due.
Man, you've been hating for like 6 months, though.
I've been hating, man. And you know what? I'm sorry, baby. You came up with them. You came up with them.
I appreciate it. I can't
even complain, because from both articles, they all said the five that you stated. Now, that don't mean you know damn sex expert, but it does show me. It does show me you do know a lot about women. So okay, you know, y'all know y'all want some of them drinks, them $2 them drinks, now you got to kill them. Go on out there and get y'all, get y'all some. And she can come.
Y'all come on down to Reese.
Yeah, Reese is going to laugh with us and get this.
All of that.
We'll
be all the way downtown.
All that. Go ahead, Bill. Tell me how to get you.
Man, you can catch me on Instagram at Exotic Plush Hair. I do have 7A grade plush hair for the women at the lowest prices, starting at $45 a bundle. School's about to start back, and, you know, you can get your children straight dealing with me. Save some of that money when they're trying to get them inches. I know you want your children already. They think they're grown, so they want inches, too. That's fine with me. You can catch me on Facebook, Miguel Esperanza and Miguel Mailman Esperanza, both pages. That's how I'm living, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a movement.
I'm trying to tell you. All right, y'all. Well, we thank you guys for tuning in to Turn Up Tuesday. Please like our page. Go to Blog Talk Radio and go ahead and like us on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so we can start getting some endorsements. So we have been getting some likes. Go ahead and join our fan page. We would really, really love that. Go ahead and join us on Twitter. Twitter, we are under Turn Up Tuesday. Please go ahead and click us on Twitter. Go to YouTube. Like our channel, Turn Up Tuesday. We don't have a lot of stuff on there, but we do have some things on there. So definitely like it. So we'll see you guys next Tuesday with another hot topic. And, of course, what now, since we got Mel, the expert.
Oh, yeah.
If it's something to where he can throw in some of his stuff, then we definitely gonna have to hear some.
You definitely can email me. You can email me, or you could inbox me on Facebook or DM me on Twitter. Some of the questions or some of the anything y'all have to answer, and I definitely will answer them on the show. And I would definitely direct them to your handle name or your Facebook name.
Oh, one more shout out. Let me give a shout out to Dr. Eugene from Married to Medicine. He's liking Turn Up Tuesday. He just sent us a friend request, and I accept it, of course. So let's give it up to Dr. Eugene. Yeah. We also have Dr. Heavenly, who is following us as well from Married to Medicine. So we definitely want to send a shout out to them. I actually been going.
I want to give a shout out to Cheryl Underwood, her ugly self. She's following the show, and she followed me on Twitter. I love Cheryl Underwood. It's okay, both of her ugly, boo. She on The View. Ain't she on The View?
She is on The View. Yes, she is on The View. She is definitely on The View. Well, guys, like I said, thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying it was a great show tonight. I'm kind of going back. I'm on our Facebook page right now. Thank you so much, and we definitely appreciate that, you listening in to the show. I won't call your name out because I don't know, is it something that you don't want us to say? So, but I do thank you for the comment. And we thank you. We thank everybody for the comments that we get and the inboxes. You know, so start inboxing us at the Turn Up Tuesday. I know I do a lot of posting from my personal page, too, and I do not mind about getting the inboxes. But I would love for you to go to the show page and go ahead and send us some inboxes in there as well. So you guys have a good night. Come on, have some drinks. Enjoy. See y'all later.
They $2. chip.